I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon turns to United States currency in the latest attempt to save its failed economy. Business owners will only accept U.S. dollars because Lebanese currency has lost 98% of its value since 2019. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
in 2019, if you want to fill up your car with gas, you used to fill it up for $90,000. Now you will pay $10 million. So you're carrying a paper bag full of worthless Lebanese currencies. This is why they're asking for foreign currency, predominantly U.S.
Three quarters of Lebanon's 6 million people already live in poverty, and few have access to dollars. Help meet physical and spiritual needs through Heart for Lebanon at our website.
We give unconditionally, but we also give with the joy to share the gospel.
And by now, you've probably seen the catastrophic damage inflicted by last month's quakes in Turkey and Syria. Rob Myers of Door International says,
this destruction is a physical picture of the scale of spiritual need that exists in many of these countries. Many people are cut off from the gospel.
Less than 2% of deaf people in the Middle East know Jesus. Door International is a deaf-led training and translation ministry. It trains deaf church planters and translates God's word into sign languages to support church planting efforts. Right now, every gift to work in the Middle East will be doubled, up to $25,000. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We right now are working on a matching grant to foster gospel work with three particular countries to see the gospel go out to deaf people throughout the Middle East.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.